message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you here this evening. It's my pleasure to welcome you to God's presence. And I know that none of us will go back home the same in the name of Jesus. Let me hear a loud amen. You were here on Sunday and you were greatly blessed. Come on, let me hear you shout a big hallelujah. Sunday was a wow. Testimonies have started coming in. And I say this, between now and this coming Sunday, you will have your own testimony. I say you will have your own testimony. Quickly tonight, time is fast spent and we have just a few minutes to move on into the word and we have so much to cover. The wonders of divine direction, part one. The wonders of divine direction, part one. Open your Bibles with me, beloved, to Isaiah 48 verse 21. Isaiah chapter 48 verse 21. Thank you, Jesus. And they tested not when he led them through the deserts. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He cleaved the rock also, and the waters gushed out. Also, we'll be reading together Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 15. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 15. Can we read together, everybody? One, two, go. The labor of the foolish wearieth every one of them, because he knoweth not how to go to the city. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. One of the greatest assets of destiny is divine direction. You can also call it divine guidance. Misdirection, one misdirection can lead to years of setback and can even truncate a total destiny. Just one misdirection can destroy a total life, can frustrate a total destiny. Now, what is divine guidance? What is divine direction? Divine direction is talking about supernatural leading of man by heaven and the forces of heaven, which is error-free. Supernatural leading of a man by heaven and heavenly forces, or supernatural forces, which is free of errors. As children of God, we are entitled to his direction. But we have to be tuned to the frequency to hear what he's saying. For example, if you see a radio, and the radio is not tuned to a particular frequency, maybe FM, maybe Unilorin FM, or which other FM? Zobi FM, which one again? Royal FM, Albarica FM, all the FM in Nigeria. Tell me some FM in Lagos. Cool FM. I hope it's not that one that some people there are attacking churches. There are some channels that some people there will be attacking churches. Wazobia, yeah. There's one in Ibadan called Fresh FM by that guy that likes the beating some. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So, if a radio is not tuned, you just be hearing what? Shh. And you say, this radio. Yes, but you did not tune it. So, in these few weeks, we'll be looking at what it takes for you and I to be divinely guided, because that is one of your greatest assets in destiny. Your destiny is successful to the point of your divine guidance. Your destiny is progressive to the extent to which God guides you. I tell you, these 4 weeks will be very interesting, and you will be super blessed. Someone say super blessed. You'll be super blessed. In my place, they say, dog, that is lost will never hear the whistle of the hunter. And when a dog doesn't hear the whistle of the hunter, it is susceptible to being eaten up by wild animals. My prayer for you is that the teachings of these few weeks will lead to a total transformation in your life in the name of Jesus. It will lead to the transformation of your life in the name of Jesus. Quickly tonight, wonderful people, why do we need divine guidance? Why? Why do we need to be guided? Why do we need divine direction? Just few direction, just few tonight, and then we'll go on. Number one reason why we need divine guidance is that man is limited in understanding. One of the greatest mishaps of human being is to lack idea on where he's going. And this is as a result of lack of divine guidance. Man is limited in his wisdom. And so, because he's limited, he has to rush to the unlimited God. He is limited in wisdom. He is limited in years. He is limited in understanding. In Proverbs 14 verse 12, Proverbs 14 verse 12, the Bible said, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The way seems so right. Ah, this must be the way. This must be the person. Since this lady is answering the same name with my mother and my grandmother, she must be my wife. How can somebody be answering the same name with my mother and my grandmother? My mother's first name and my grandmother's last name. No, she must be the person. You will hear something these few weeks. It might be the greatest error of life. It might be a fallacy. It might be a zero. Why does man need divine guidance? He's limited because God is superior to all of us. In Isaiah 55 verse 8, Isaiah 55 verse 8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, said the Lord. With the way I do things, you can't understand it. You can't fathom it. If you think I will go this way, I might not go that way. If you think I will pass this way, I might not pass that way. If you think that this is the way I will do it, it might not be the way you want, I will do it. I do it the way I like. Nobody can control me. So man is limited, and so he needs the direction of the God that's on him. Number two, why do you need divine direction in life? God's grace always follows the guided. God's grace always follows his guidance. God's grace always follows his guidance. God's grace always follows. Anytime God guides you, his grace follows you. Anytime God's grace is lacking, disgrace is inevitable. If you're in your life, you want guidance, then guidance will bring grace. And grace will give you success, will give you breakthrough, will give you everything you are looking for in life. Look at our father Abraham, for example, in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 4. As God guided him, his life changed. Before Genesis 12, 1 to 4, Abraham was a nobody. Now the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy father, unto thy, from thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation. That is in the place where I'm directing you to, that is where I will make you a great nation. I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And in verse 4, so Abraham departed as he was. That's why we are still talking about Abraham till date. If Abraham said, no, God, I want to stay in my father's house forever. This place is very comfortable. In fact, my mother used to give me good food. Or my sisters that also stay here, they cook good food for me. I don't want to live here forever. Abraham's name will never be mentioned. But because he departed from his comfort zone, which is his father's house, to a place that God did not even describe in full how the place will look like. But because he obeyed, he was blessed. As you obey God's guidance this month, this year, and forever, may your life amount to something great in Jesus' name. I say, may your life amount to something great in Jesus' name. So, seeking for God's guidance is not a waste of time. Seeking for God's guidance is not a sign of weakness. Seeking for God's guidance on a matter does not mean that you are foolish. No. Seeking for God's guidance on a path to take does not mean that you are stupid. My wife will remember this. After we got married, I was working in a particular organization and I felt that God wanted me to go to move to another organization to work. And I applied to a few places, and two places in particular called me. One of them, very massive organization, very, very massive. And one of my friends was also at the top in the place where they wanted me to work. So it was looking like this is the best place to work. And then we went into prayers, and somehow I felt in my spirit that God did not want me to work in that place, despite the fact that it was a higher pay and a bigger emolument. I felt something in my spirit. God doesn't want me to go here. And I did not go. He called and called and called. I just insisted, no. Not long after that, that same organization collapsed like a pack of cards. The business is in trillions of naira. It's not a small organization. It collapsed like a pack of cards. Everything went down. If you are not being directed, your life is at risk. Now quickly, let me show you some of the benefits of divine guidance. What do I stand to gain if God guides me? I'm setting a foundation tonight, and then we'll trust God for other classes in other times. Benefits of divine guidance. Number one is that the devil becomes helpless in your life. When you are guided, the devil becomes helpless. When the devil becomes helpless, he becomes useless. Once the devil becomes helpless in your life as a result of divine guidance, he becomes useless in your life as a result of divine guidance. Once the devil becomes helpless in your life as a result of divine guidance, he is useless in your life. In Psalm 23, verse 1 and verse 5. Psalm 23, verse 1 and verse 5. The Bible says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He prepares a table before me in what? In the presence of my enemies. They anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over." Now, this is talking about enjoyment in the highest order as a result of divine direction. And devil can do you nothing. I wish I got the revelation I'm just getting now before now. I would have set a table with some chicken peri peri and some non-alcoholic wine, the highest quality. Because wine, that's quality. It was recently I discovered that Eva has different types. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord help us. Now, he sets the table before you. They look at you like this, yet they can do you nothing. You started enjoying. You started eating the fruit of your labor. You started using your certificate to work. In their presence, you got married. In their presence, you got pregnant. In their presence, they tried. The pregnancy did not come down. Yeah, that woman on Sunday, she wanted to have a baby, a bouncing baby boy that she has been trusting God for, and days to the delivery date, the baby breached. And the same God, the God Almighty, he unbreached the baby and sent the baby back. So our God, when he guides you, the devil becomes useless. The devil becomes like a piece of cards to you. What's the name of that man of God that saw the devil rocking on his chair? Smith Wigglesworth. Smith Wigglesworth was sleeping one day, and he was hearing the rock of chair in his parlor downstairs. So he came downstairs and said, "Who can be rocking chair there? My family is not around. What's going on?" who is rocking chair. When he got there, he saw devil physically rocking on the chair. He said, ah, oh God. Devil, is you. Honestly, if I knew it was you, I won't come downstairs. Ah, it's you. I did not even know that it's you. Honestly, I thought it was somebody else that is more responsible and okay. All right, I'm going back to sleep. Ah, how else can you mesmerize somebody? It's like Buhari coming to your house. Buhari, say Baba, comes to your house, and he enters your house with siren and everything, like 70 escort people following him with gun everywhere. Enters your house with excitement, and you come down and say, say Baba, I know you say that yourself. Baba, I don't listen that you said. But I don't listen that you, honestly speaking, I won't come now. Hallelujah. That was the kind of thing he did for the devil. When you know the person that is guiding you, your mind is at rest. You know the devil cannot do you anything. Let me tell you this. A single hair of your body like the devil cannot remove it. A single hair like this. He has no power to do it. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. My prayer for someone here tonight is that the understanding of who you really are will dawn on you tonight in Jesus' name. So, following God renders the devil useless in our lives. Number two, benefits of divine guidance is divine protection. When you are guided by God, you are protected by God. Exodus 23, verse 20. Exodus 23, verse 20. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place where I prepared. Go to verse 22 and 23 because of time. 22, 23. But if thou will indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, I will be an enemy unto thy enemy. Somebody say amen. And an adversary to your adversary. Verse 23. 23, please. For my angel shall go before thee and bring thee in unto the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. If I guide you, you are protected. Witches, nothing. Wizard, nothing. Babalawo, nothing. Momalawo, nothing. Nebolao, nothing. Uncle Lao, nothing. Anybody, no matter Lao, Lao, or whatever they are called, nothing. They cannot do you anything because it is God guiding you. You know the story very well when Jesus was born. When Jesus was born, you know how they were, the king, Herod, was pursuing him. All over the place. They say one man is born. One man is born. Was pursuing him here and there. Pursuing him here and there. To try to destroy him. God revealed to Joseph the father. And said, don't go to that place. Move to this place. Go and stay there for some time. After some time, Bible says he went to him and said, all the people that are pursuing the boy's life, they are what? They are dead. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. All the people pursuing Jesus. He said, all of them are dead. All the people pursuing you, today I declare them dead. All those who are pursuing you, pursuing your marriage, pursuing your family, today I declare them dead. Let me hear your loudest amen. When you are guided, you are protected. When you are guided, you are safeguarded. When you are guided by God, you are safeguarded by God. So evil can be your portion. Your car can't run on that trailer and crush there. No. You can't enter an aeroplane and it will drop from the sky. No. When God, Bishop Abioye said something one time, I heard this very long time ago. He said one time he was traveling from Kaduna to another part of the north. He and his wife, and they were in the air. And the plane was obviously shaking and about to crash. And he said, I know God is guiding me. And when I left the Church, I know what I told my father in the Lord, that this is where I'm going. And I'm going to where I told him that I'm going. I can't die. So he said, give me tea, please. I want to relax. Well, you know, this gives you comfort because you know that God is guiding you. The same pilot that said, we are sorry, please tighten your seatbelt very well, tighten your belt very well. We don't know what's going to happen. And the same person said, everything is now calm. Every storm in your life shall become calm now. Everything that is shaking your marriage, shaking your studies, shaking your GP, want to move it down, that storm becomes calm now. Can I hear your loudest amen? Number three, what do you stand to gain if God guides you? Number three is divine provision. The guided enjoys provision. Philippians 4 verse 19. For my God will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Our God is a supplier. He always supplies. He always guides into supply. When God leads you and guides you, he guides you into abundance. That's why that Psalms 23 from verse 1 to 5 was trying to tell us, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalms 23 verse 1 in particular. The Lord is guiding me, I can't lack. The Lord is the one leading me, I can't lack. Impossible. When you begin to lack, when you are seeing lack, one of the things you should know is that guidance is absent. When you are experiencing lack, you have to call yourself back and say, I am missing God somewhere. I am missing his voice somewhere. In Deuteronomy 28 from verse 1. Deuteronomy 28 from verse 1. If thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do. Somebody said to observe. And to what? Do. That's guidance. If you observe and if you do all his commandments which I commanded this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. It means that your story will go beyond the shores of Nigeria. I say your good story will go beyond the shores of Nigeria. Your testimony will go beyond the shores of Nigeria. Can I hear you say a big amen? Your testimony will go beyond the shores of Nigeria. No, everybody needs guidance. In John chapter 2 from verse 1 to 10, you know the story very well of when Jesus went to the Cana of Galilee. He instructed those guys, John chapter 2 from verse 1 to 10, told them, guys, go and pour water into those pots. Simple instruction. Guidance. And the Bible says as they poured water, he instructed them again. He said, draw out that water from that water pot. And as they drew it, they gave it to the governor. Everybody was shocked. What kind of wine is this? This is sweet. This is wonderful. This is great. What kind of... They got their provision from guidance. If when Jesus told them and said, go and pour water, and they say, what does water have to you? What does water have to do with wine? We say we need wine. You are talking of water pouring in the pot. It doesn't jive. That's why he says, my ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts. As from today, you will not miss God's guidance again. In 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1 to 9, Elijah was led to the brook of Cherith, and then ravens began to feed him. Also, that same Elijah was led to the widow of Zarephath for food. This was at a time when there was so much hunger. 1 Kings 17, 1 to 9. Two stories put together. Elijah led to the bird to be fed. Elijah, the same man, led to a widow to be fed. God will lead you to those that will bless you. I say God will lead you to those that will bless you. Get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook of Cherith that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. That's what changed Elijah's life. If you go further again, you will see that God, after that brook, God dried up. No water again to drink. The ravens were coming, but there was no water. He again changed the plan. He changed the game plan. He said, okay, now the days of ravens are over. Now move to a widow that I will show you. And as he moved to that widow, when the brook dried up, his supplies opened up. spoke to the woman, and then supplies came. And arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth unto Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman to sustain thee. God will send those that will sustain you. I say, God will send those that will sustain you. I say, God will send those that will sustain you. If I were you, I would say a louder amen. So God leads unto provision. God leads unto provision. He leads you, telling you where to get wealth. In Proverbs 10 verse 22. Proverbs 10 verse 22. It is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and added no sorrow with it. It is that blessing of God. If God's blessing, God's guidance is with you, sorrow cannot be seen in your life. As from today, nothing like sorrow will be seen around your life. As from today, lack and want will not be your portion again. If I were you, I would say louder amen. If I were you, I would say louder amen. God is committed to giving you resources, money, and provision of all kinds if you are willing for him to. A lot of times we try to use our certificate sales from school too much. Certificate is good. I'm privileged by God's grace to have a few myself. But certificate cannot give you the level of provision that God will give to you. Certificate will not give you the kind of surplus that God wants to give to you. Because the kind of, one thing I've noticed about God is that when he wants to bless you, he will bless you so much so that nobody can say, I'm the person that raised this person. That's how God does it. When God wants to lift you into provision, he will do it in a way that nobody can just say, if not for me, honestly, if not for me. He will not do that. He will not do it that way. He can use people for you, but he will not do it in such a way that they will take all the glory. No. He is a provider. And the funny thing is, he has already provided everything you need. There's a song, he's already provided. He's already provided everything you need. He's already provided. He's a provider. He has already provided it. He's just directing you to it. May God open your ears today to hear what he's saying to you. May God open your ears today to hear what he's saying to you. May God open your ears today to hear what he's saying to you. May God open your eyes today to see what he's showing you. Let me hear you say a big amen. Let me hear you say a big amen. Let me hear you say a big amen. Number four, where I plan to stop because of time. Time is not on our side. Benefit of guidance is we experience ease as a result of divine guidance. Psalms 25 verse 13. Psalms 25 verse 13. His soul shall dwell at ease. Whose soul shall dwell at ease? I can't hear you now. He said, your soul will dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. Those that God guide, their soul will dwell at ease. They will have peace. Let me tell you something. Anything you want to do and your heart is jittery and scared, anything you want to do and you feel excessive palpitations of your heart, you feel a discomfort, you wake up in the night and think until you begin to have a headache, it's very unlikely that those things are things that God wants you to do. We'll talk more about that in the course of other meetings. How God guides, how to provoke God's guidance, and all those kind of things will come up in subsequent teachings. But naturally, one of the benefits of divine guidance is that you feel at ease. There is no excessive, I'm scared of this disease. Any decision you want to take and you are scared, God is not there. Any decision you take and you are so, you feel jittery, you feel so unhappy. You feel so unhappy. You went to counsel for this. You feel that it's not right. You went to counsel for this. You feel it's not right. God is trying to tell you something. Because one of the channels to which divine guidance comes is through the Spirit. We'll talk about that in other services. One of the major ways that divine guidance comes is through your God speaks to you. Every father speaks to his son. Some of you here have spoken to your parents today. Hello. You have spoken to your parents today? Or this week? Let me say this week. Let me see your hand. At least one of them, maybe your father or your mother or somebody close to you or somebody that you see as a father, either spiritual or physical. You have spoken to them at one time or the other this week. Every father speaks to his children. So anything you want to do and you suddenly feel a dis-ease, you suddenly feel jittery, you suddenly feel like, your heart is not, means God is telling you, relax. As I conclude tonight, everyone that desires a beautiful life should crave for guidance. Everybody that wants protection in life. How many of us has visited a wildlife park? Wildlife park. Wildlife park is a place where there are different animals. Lions, tigers, hippopotamus, crocodiles in the water, many, well, many things. Lorenzo, call. Is that a wildlife park? A real wildlife park, they release these animals. But you now have a guide that you follow. So that guide knows the parts of the park where they don't come out. He can point to them to you at afar. But they don't come to those places. You now follow that guide. The animals are everywhere. Different world. They will tell you that place, this corner here is full of lions. Maybe there are about 40 of them. Okay, sorry, he just gave birth to some days ago, like 45 in this corner. Also here, there are wild crocodiles in that water. Yes, follow me. He will be showing you like that in a, it's called wildlife park. We have so many in Africa here. Okay, and maybe one or two in Nigeria if it's still working. As in, these parks are wild. They are wildlife, but you need a guide. And if you enter, you come out, there will be no problem. Because you follow the guide. However, if you enter the wildlife park and you decide to ignore the guide, what will happen? You just say, I'm a better by far person. I graduated from the Better by Far University. I even did my master's in Harvard, so I cannot have any hazard. I hear you. You now say, please, Mr. Guy, go your way, I go my way. I'm a lone ranger. I like to do my own thing. Then you move to the deep of the forest. What will happen to that person? Eh? They will not even see his bones. They will just know that he registered at the gate that he entered. So they will just inform his family that we are sorry. Why? He refused to follow the guide that will help him to succeed. Do you know that life is a wildlife park? This world. That's why the Bible says you should be as gentle as what? As a dove. But as what? So you have to be. This world is full of evil. It's a wildlife park. Be as wise as a serpent. Be as gentle as a dove. Why? Because it's a wicked world. We are in a, just don't deceive yourself that maybe you don't have any enemies or there's no problem. There are plenty of them and they are pressing buttons. Papa, to make sure you come down. So you need this guidance to stay afloat. You need this guidance to escape being slaughtered by the beasts of the world. You need this guidance to get to the best of resources that God has for you. My prayer for you is that God will give you that heart that follows His guidance. God will give every one of us the heart that follows His guidance. In the name of Jesus. Rise up on your feet.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.